This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A delegation of leaders from seven African nations met Saturday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg in hopes of mediating an end to the Ukraine conflict. Leader of the African delegation, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, urged both sides to resume talks.
And we do believe that this is the time for both parties to negotiate. To negotiate an end to this war, because this war is causing a great deal of instability and harm to various countries around the world.
Ramaphosa also raised the issue of grain shipments through the Black Sea ports, which is directly affecting African nations by raising food costs. Putin said he was open to holding talks on what he called the Ukrainian situation. The meeting in Russia comes a day after the delegation met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, who said there could be no peace talks with Russia until his forces withdrew from occupied Ukrainian territory. A team of legal experts assisting Ukraine's prosecutors in their investigation of the collapse of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine said the early results of their probe indicates it was extremely likely the dam was destroyed by a Russian-planted explosives. Experts with the international human rights law firm Global Rights Compliance visited Ukraine's Kherson region last week, along with Ukraine's prosecutor general and a team from the International Criminal Court. Attorney Katriana Murdoch led the investigation and told Reuters News Service about their findings.
The conclusions are all pointing towards this being structural damage, and the way that the water was released and the force with which the water was released, again, really suggests that this was explosives that were placed within the dam itself rather than mismanagement and wear and tear over the year, over